The M23 has been there for a couple of years now, and accusations are that Rwanda is the one that is sponsoring them. But why now? And you know, who is strengthening them? And what has been going on before? And where was the African Union, SADC, and the international community when this is happening now? It's not a good thing because we know it's going to damage fragile economies, you know, deter foreign investments and, you know, divert economic resources and many other human rights violations along the way.
But that's why I want to ask you, where is the African Union? Angola had been mediating peace talks between the DRC and Rwanda, but recently those talks have kind of broken down. Where is this African solutions for African problems?
Yeah, we may look at it that way, that it's an African problem that must have African solutions. But, you know, the way I see it is that that looks like looking at that problem with one eye, because who is sponsoring these people, right? We all have an interest in any part of Africa, in any part of the world that is having such type of disturbances, because we're living in a global village where there are imports and exports, foreign direct investments, and all sorts of things. So I really honestly don't think this is an African problem that is only going to be solved by, you know, African solutions. Looking at the fact that these African countries that we're looking forward to solving these problems, they're poor countries. They don't have that much resources to solve such type of problems. They may not have created themselves, looking at the fact that African countries don't manufacture those weapons. So those weapons are getting into those conflict zones in some way that African governments have no control of. So I think, you know, if we are going to blame the entire world, I think we can come up together with a very lasting solution to these problems that are affecting everybody in the world, looking at the world is a global village now. We have a problem going on in Sudan, and that has been going on for a while. Now we are having another problem that was already there in DRC that is now growing as well in many other parts of the world. So the blame game may not work to produce the best solutions, according to me.